weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
In the studio now, I want to welcome Alan Bracken. Alan was with us before on numerous occasions, between myself and Mark. Alan is on the Committee of 15, National Executive, Dublin Bay North. Good afternoon, Alan.
Good evening, John. How are you?
I'm good.
Good afternoon, sorry. Happy New Year to everyone as well.
Yeah, and do you want to explain to us, just give a quick description of the Committee of 15? It's an internal Fianna Fáil.
Yeah, it's an internal Fianna Fáil Committee of 15. It's made of seven males, seven females, and one person from the North Ireland or Northern Ireland. That's take place usually at every Ardesh. So you have to basically go around, say, local CDCs or, say, local area units. And you'd go and, say, canvass the members, and you'd canvass on the weekend of the Fianna Fáil Ardesh, and you'd canvass the reasons why you want to run for it, what you can raise for the members as well. So it's like you're representing the members of the party.
Yeah.
So if they had a query regarding, say, local units, or if you have any ideas regarding any to improve the party itself, you'd raise it on the national executive meetings. They'd usually be every, say, second month, usually every 6 to 8 weeks they'd be on.
Yeah, and there's an Ardesh coming up.
Yeah, there's a Fianna Fáil Ardesh. It's going to be back in Dublin. It's going to be in October, on the Friday evening of 13th of October, and the 14th, the Saturday, and that's going to be in the RDS in Dublin. And that's going to be a voting Ardesh as well, so I'll have to go back up for re-election.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I'll have some fun going around and canvassing again anyway. So
what are you going to run for?
I'll run for the same
yeah.
position
yeah.
again, Committee 15. I got in last time by a lot of transfers anyway, so transfers
yeah.
were key, so I'll just have to keep going, as they say.
So that's a member's vote.
Yeah, member's vote. And to be a member, you have to be a member of the party for 1 year and attend two Fianna Fáil meetings or an Ardesh to enable you to vote yourself.
Yeah. Now, you're very interested in Dublin City and events that happen around Dublin City.
Yeah.
What's happening?
A lot kind of events are kind of happening at the moment. I think the Dublin Tech Summit is on today. There's events for Briggs Exit in Galway. It's a Fianna Fáil public meeting that's in the Harbour Hotel in Galway at 7 p.m. Spokesperson Michael McGrath and Professor Alan O'Hearn of NUI, Department of Economics, will be in Galway. There's one or two public meetings regarding the Basin project down 30 years down Dublin Port. There are public meetings going on at the moment. And there's one or two regarding the cycleway from S to S, so that's from Sutton to Sandy Cove. That development is going on at the moment as well.
Yeah, the Docklands is it's development happening down there all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a huge development.
Yeah, it's huge.
And especially with Briggs Exit as well, we have certain main industry as well, such as Barclay Bank, the European Bank maybe looking at coming to Dublin as well, and that will create a lot of job opportunities as well.
Yeah, breakfast, it's very concerning.
And that's why we need to have a stable government at the moment, you know. We recently had Stephen Donnelly, formerly of the Social Democrats, TD for Wicklow, joined Fianna Fáil last Wednesday. And Micheál Martin has made him our Fianna Fáil spokesperson on Briggs Exit. Yesterday, Dara O'Brien, TD for Dublin Fingal, which is up the road, just right beside us there. And Micheál Martin, TD, and Uachtaráin, of course, and Stephen Donnelly of Wicklow. They met Secretary General of Northern Ireland yesterday, and the ambassador in Leinster House. So it is a very main concern that Fianna Fáil is taken very seriously. As I said on the previous show, I personally think we need a minister or for Brexit.
Yeah.
And to be honest, we're a good few months in now. We're talking nearly a year. nearly a year on the vote now in a couple of weeks' time, and I personally don't think this government is really taking Brics exit seriously. There are advances, but there's a lot of disadvantage for a lot of communities, and it could affect the Good Friday Agreement regarding a soft or hard border.
Yeah, there's a lot of things happening at the moment which people are concerned about. We have Brexit, we also have the Trump administration there, and they're threatening to reduce the corporate tax and fine people who are investing in foreign countries. Then that would affect Ireland big time.
Yeah, I think it could affect Ireland big time. We have to be strong, we have to be firm with the European Union that we are going to keep our corporate tax at the same. We can't increase it. We can save all the investment that we have throughout the years. We're a very highly educated workforce. We have good demographics, and we have a lot of tech companies here, such as Facebook, Google, Twitter, Facebook have all their European offices in Dublin, and Airbnb down the Docklands. So we are attracting a lot of good companies here, you know, especially with Barclays Bank from the UK are moving their European headquarters from London to Dublin, shows example.
Yeah,
we need to keep the corporate tax the same.
So could you see that happening a lot? Corporations moving from England to Ireland?
There seemed to be a large interest in the last couple of weeks. So hopefully it would be good, and especially for employment as well, you know.
Yeah.
We can't go on with more jobs and more entry
and more
money in the circulation and the whole lot, you know. So it's good all over.
Yeah, well, we could benefit from it in that respect. But as well as that, we need to keep our relationship with Britain.
Yeah, we need to have closer social and economic links with the UK.
Yeah. All right. I forgot to congratulate you. You were made a peace commissioner recently.
Yeah, at the end of December, I actually got the post after Christmas. I was appointed a peace commissioner by Minister for Justice and Antonis the Margaret Fitzgerald as a peace commissioner. So, if anybody needs anything signed or can be assistant as a role as a peace commissioner, they're more than welcome to.
Just explain to us what exactly is a peace commissioner.
A peace commissioner is an honorary position. You can sign statutory items, and you can sign it help the Gardaí if regarding say warrants or judgments as well.
Yeah. And will that help you with your career, your Fianna Fáil career?
It's just to help people in the community. So if certain documents, there's a certain document peace commissioner can do, say if I'm going to the solicitor, if any items can be signed, myself as a peace commissioner, I'd be more than happy to help anyone. And they want to contact, I can give contact details after at the end of the show.
If you give out the details, people are listening. And
It's 085-212-0019, or if they want to email me at bracken c15@gmail.com, I can arrange and call out to them, or if they want to call down to myself, and I'd be more than happy to sign it for them.
It's Bracken C.
bracken c15@gmail.com.
gmail.com. Right, anything else happening, Alan?
Our annual Arbor Hill commemoration takes place on the 23rd in Arbor Hill Cemetery at 12 p.m. All are welcome to attend. It's an annual event. And then in October, later on this year as well, we have the Ardesh, that's on the 13th and 14th. And then Wolfetown commemoration is on the 22nd of October in Wolfetown commemoration as well.
Right, and the Ardesh, you say it's a voting Ardesh, and you're going to be chasing votes.
Yeah, so if anyone has any friends or family that are Fianna Fáil members in Dublin, Galway, to Donegal, to Kerry, or to Cork, if they could ask them, if they would ask for number one vote for myself, or even 2, 3 or 4, just don't leave me off the ballot paper.
And would you have many members, Fianna Fáil members, in this area?
Yeah, we have. We'll be doing a recruitment drive as well in the next couple of weeks. People can join Fianna Fáil. You can contact myself, contact Fianna Fáil. We're always welcome to have members attend. We'd have probably a good 150 members, roughly, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd have about a good 40 to 40. I think the last meeting we had about 60 people at the meeting, you know, and that was in Parnell's in Coolock, you know, it was very well attended, you know, so.
And how many votes would you need, Alan, do you reckon? Can you remember?
Last time I got 101 votes, yeah. And then I got transfers. So in the end, I ended up, I think it was 228.
Yeah.
Including, that was the transfer. So I just got in the last time on the last seat, you know. So it was my first election. So it'd be tougher this time, but we just have to keep going anyway and just keep on believing.
Well, this Ardash is not actually happening till October, so yeah, maybe it'll come into us a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I can
before that.
Yeah, and give a whole update regarding Ardash and the whole lot, what motions and what's hot and what's not, and hopefully there's not a general election from now to now. So
there's another thing now. Fianna Fáil, they said they'd never go into government with Fine Gael, but yet. They did, but there was a statement made there by Sean Hightey saying that they're not actually in government.
No,
they're still the main opposition.
Still the main opposition party. We're only in a competence and supply agreement.
Yeah.
So we're supplying the competence and supply with the government at the moment, because we need a stable government, especially with certain shockwaves after election regarding such as bridge exit as well, and we need to keep especially for investment as well in the country to attract job and to get things sorted, you know.
So at the moment Fianna Fáil are going to be voting with the government,
on certain key issues.
But can you see the situation arising that if something comes up in Fianna Fáil, say, oh no?
That'll be up down to the parliamentary party. Maybe want to ask Sean Hottie to come on here or ask Micheál Martin or Dara Bryan. They'd be more than happy to answer that for you.
Okay, Alan, is there anything you'd like to add?
No.
Give it your contact numbers again.
Yeah, it's 085-212-0019 and email is BRACKEN C15@gmail.com.
And the events that you spoke about, is there anywhere where people can go and look at these events?
Yeah, if you go on to www.fianafall.ie, there'll be events list on that, and you can sign up for a Fianna Fáil newsletter as well on the website. So even if you're not a member or interested in Fianna Fáil or associate member, you want to be associate member, you can sign up as an email and see what are all our spokespersons and what's happened locally and nationally straight to your email every Friday.
Okay, Alan, listen, thanks very much for coming in. Very interesting. And we'll talk to you again closer to the date of the Ardash.
Cool, that's right. Perfect. Thanks very much, John.
Thank you, Alan.
This is 90.3 Near FM.